you need to let customers switch to a voice call without leaving your app and then use AI to answer their questions instantly over the phone, Vonage does that. With Vonage Voice API, you get click-to-call connectivity in your app or website. And you can connect to customer data to provide more personalized service. Create custom AI voice experiences, even if you're not a developer. If you want more people talking about your business, get Vonage Voice API at Vonage.com.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that gives you all the right numbers to play for the NFL season. We're now in week 11 of the 2023 NFL season, and now the second half of the NFL season has officially begun. But hey, guess what? You still got time to get the right numbers. You still got the right time to get your bets and try to win some money and try to make sure that everything is good on your end in terms of sports betting. As always, remember, there's three games that you can play in the world of sports betting. There's money line, point spread, and over under total points. Money line, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. And the over under total points, this is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure placed in the bet. So I'll give you an example. Team A versus Team B. If you bet on Team A in playing the money line, and if Team A wins the game, guess what? You win the bet. Now, point spread. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. So again, if you have Team A versus Team B, and you pick Team B to win the game by 6 points, the point spread in the bet is 6 points for Team B. If the final score is 27-22, Team B, guess what? You lose the bet, because remember, the point spread for Team B was 6. The final score was 27-22. Team B beat Team A by 5 points, so you don't win the bet. Whereas with Moneyline, if they win, you win, no matter the score. And over under total points, this is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure placed in the bet. So again, we have Team A versus Team B. So total points, let's see, total points would be over 49 points. So the final score of the game would be 27-23, Team A. 27 plus 23 equals 50. You win the bet because you bet over 49 total points. So again, that's money line, point spread, and over under total points. And as always, if you have a gambling problem, remember, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. Remember, we want people to play responsibly, and we want people to gamble responsibly. And remember, use discernment, and we want people to do the right thing when they're involved in sports betting. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or call 1-800-522-4700. And before we give you the numbers to play for week 11 in the 2023 NFL season, the source that we have is being provided by Caesars Sportsbook. So again, our source for these numbers have been provided by Caesars Sportsbook. All right, now it's time for the numbers to get you right for week 11 of the 2023 NFL season. Thursday night football, the Cincinnati Bengals square off against the Baltimore Ravens. Point spread for Cincinnati is +4. For Baltimore, it's -4. Money line for Cincinnati is +170. For Baltimore, it's -205. And the over-under total points is 46. The Pittsburgh Steelers square off against the Cleveland Browns. Now we have the points, well, it's not a point spread for this bet, but the pick for both teams is going to be -110. And also we have the money line for both teams are going to be -110. And the over-under total points is 33.5. The Chicago Bears square off against the Detroit Lions. Point spread for Chicago, +9. For Detroit, it's -9. Now the money line for Chicago is +345. For Detroit, it's -455. And the over-under total points is 47.5. The Dallas Cowboys take on the Carolina Panthers. point spread for Dallas is -10.5. For Carolina, it's +10.5. Money line for Dallas is -600. For Carolina, it's +430. Over under total points is 42. We have the Arizona Cardinals going up against the Houston Texans. Point spread for Arizona is +5.5. For Houston, it's -5.5. Money line for Arizona is +185. For Houston, it's -225. And the over under total points is 47.5. The Las Vegas Raiders will square off against the Miami Dolphins. Point spread for Las Vegas is +13.5. For Miami, it's -13.5. The money line for Las Vegas is +600. For Miami, it's -900. And the over-under total points is 46.5. The Los Angeles Chargers square up against the Green Bay Packers. Point spread for the Chargers, -3. For Green Bay, it's +3. Money line for the Chargers is -165. For Green Bay, it's +140. The over-under total points is 44. The New York Giants take on the Washington Commanders. Point spread for the Giants, +9.5. For Washington, it's -9.5. Money line for the Giants is +345. For Washington, it's -455. And the over-under total points is 37. The Tennessee Titans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Point spread for Tennessee is +7. For Jacksonville, it's -7. Money line for Tennessee is +250. For Jacksonville is -320. And the over-under total points is 40. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will square up against the San Francisco 49ers. Point spread for Tampa Bay is +11.5. For San Francisco is -11.5. The money line for Tampa Bay is +460. For San Francisco is -650. And the over-under total points is 41.5. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Los Angeles Rams. Spread for Seattle is -1. For the Rams is +1. The money line for Seattle is -115. For the Rams is -105. And the over-under total points is 46. The New York Jets take on the Buffalo Bills. The point spread for the Jets is +7. For Buffalo, it's -7. The money line for the Jets is +260. For Buffalo, it's -335. And the over-under total points is 40. Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings square off against the Denver Broncos. Point spread for Minnesota is +2.5. For Denver, it's -2.5. The money line for Minnesota is +115. For Denver, it's -135. And the over-under total points is 43. Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Point spread for Philadelphia is +2.5. For Kansas City, it's -2.5. Money line for Philadelphia is +122. For Kansas City, it's -145. And the over-under total points is 45.5. And there you have it. Good luck. And those are the numbers for Week 11 of the 2023 NFL season. And again, the source for these numbers have been brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook. And again, if you have a gambling problem, remember, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867, or call 1-800-522-4700. Again, we want people to play responsibly. We want people to gamble responsibly, but we want people to do it the right way. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-770-STOP. That's 1-877-770-7867 or 1-800-522-4700. And as always, remember, there's money line, point spread, and over under total points. Remember, money line, that's when you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, where money line does not. And the over under total points, this is a bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure placed in the bet. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. Till next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.